Ephesians chapter 5, and I need somebody to help. Let's read from verse 1, perhaps, to verse 10, and then somebody else reads from 10 to, or rather, 11 to 20. Ephesians chapter 5, 1 to 10, first person.
Ephesians 5, verse 1.
Yep.
Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. But immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord.
Okay, somebody else, verse 11 through the 20.
Verse 11, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look carefully, then, how you walk, not as unwise, but wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. How far?
Verse 20.
Giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. There's so much here, to be honest with you. A brother here said we should have started with this. But let me just start with verse 20. As opposed to complaining, we need to be thankful people. Think about that. If we are the types of people who are positive in the environment in which we are in, that is making a difference. When you go, when you read through some of this, and there are many things we can pick out. But some things that jumped out to me was we gotta be imitators of God, be imitators of God as dear children, walk in love, walk in light. But notice this in verse 3. Fornicators and all uncleanness or covetousness. Repeat, look at verse 5. For this you know that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man. Those three things together again. Who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of God and of Christ and of God. Really serious. So these are things that we've talked about earlier this week, that this stuff, if we are associated with it, if we are involved with it, it really has some serious consequences. And it goes on further to make it clear that we are not to have anything to do with these types of things.
Just to add to verse 20, giving thanks always for all things. I'd like to take a look at Job in chapter 2. Just what he says in part of verse 10. It says, shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? Giving thanks in all things is for good and for bad, because we have to realize there's a blessing in it.
Let me make the point here again. That is easy for us in this environment, but when it does happen, it's not easy. But you know what really helps us? When you look into the Word of God and see God's sovereignty, you see God's work, like, for instance, in the life of Joseph, it wasn't pleasant to be in that pit. It wasn't pleasant to be in prison. But we could see at the end God had a plan. And that could encourage us when we are put into situations that are in and of themselves not pleasant. God will work it out. But let's go on quickly.
I want to follow that up. I just want to say that if you can learn to give thanks, as was just written, just said, if we can learn to give thanks for the difficulty things in our lives, it's liberating. It sets you free. It is so powerful because I tell you, we're talking about being transformed because it was the Lord Jesus. If you look at Psalm 118 and if you connect Matthew where it says they sung a hymn and they went out, the hymn that they probably sung was the LA hymn. And it was probably Matthew, probably Psalm 118 where he says, this is the day that the Lord has made and we will be glad and rejoice in it. It's marvelous in our eyes. If that was the hymn the Lord Jesus sang and he gave thanks for what was about to happen because of the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and despised the shame. If he knew that that's what was going to happen and he gave thanks, when we can give thanks and thank the Lord for something very difficult in our life, it's powerful and it will set you free.
I have more, but you go first.
Okay. If you look at verse 7, it speaks about don't be partakers with them. And verse 8, you were once darkness. There was a time when you were like that. But now, there's a difference. But now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. It's interesting in the scriptures that the Lord Jesus tells us what we are. The Spirit of God makes it clear what we are in Christ. Now we're supposed to live consistent with what we are. We don't achieve it by the other way around. He makes us what we are, and now he tells us to walk as children of light, and so on. And verse 11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather, some books say, reprove them, expose them, expose. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to have anything to do with these, these wicked things.